we go through and find what we think are the most important pieces of that story that correlate with what our focus is. And this, at this point, it's the dogged investigation of the Mueller investigation that has dogged the heels of this president from day one, before Mueller, of course, being Comey's investigation. And we take it from really the beginning of the January 6th, 2017, when the major members of the intelligence community came to brief the president on the Russian investigation. And part of that was when the head of the FBI, Mr. Comey, everybody else left the room except for Comey, and he briefed the president on this, on the Steele dossier, the infamous Steele dossier. And the way the president viewed this briefing was that it was an assault on the legitimacy of his presidency, which had not even begun at that point. And from that point on, it has been warfare between the president and the FBI and Comey and Mueller and the DOJ and, of course, the press. And from that very beginning, we take it through the chapters, the different lawyers that work for Trump, the philosophy, the tactics being used by the president to deal with the investigation, to deal with the FBI and the DOJ, to the point where eventually we come up to Mr. Giuliani being his important lawyer that's dealing with all of this and is viewing it as a partisan fight, a political fight, a red-blue fight, and his warfare against the DOJ and the FBI all has to do with the fact that they're trying to prevent the eventual impeachment of the president, and collateral damage to the important institutions of the government do not matter. That's sort of the ride we're on. During this two-hour film, telling the stories, the inside stories of what has happened during some of the most important turning points.
Well, there's so much information here, and I've been following it, but you just lose track over time of so many elements. Are there certain elements that you say you need to circle and remember, or are there certain elements that you reveal to anybody who's not familiar with the story or to those of us who have been following along?
Yeah, I mean, I think none of it is news to anybody who watches this story, day by day, except that we give some detail that people might not understand, and we focus on issues and events that maybe people didn't quite understand how they connect. I mean, we try to connect the dots to sort of define the bigger truth behind it all, and we define the president's relationship with lawyers from the earliest days when he had hired on Roy Cohn when he was just in his early 20s, working with Roy Cohn on a discrimination case that the DOJ had brought against his father and his company in New York, and how what he learns from Roy Cohn about how to use the law, how to sort of attack those that are your quote-unquote enemies, and that you never admit guilt, you never admit being wrong. A lot of these tenets he learned from his earliest relationships with lawyers, specifically Roy Cohn, and when he becomes president, there are different chapters along the way in ways that he is trying to deal with his situation, and they adjust according to what he feels will best work, from a point where he's working with the Mueller investigation, where he's got a couple of white-collar crime lawyers that are handling it for him in Washington, a guy by the name of John Dowd and Ty Cobb, who work very closely with Mueller for a year before they basically are tossed out because of the fact that they're not aggressive enough, and the investigation continues despite everybody's belief that it would end before then. So the 2 hours is basically a ride through the chronology of important events that define the showdown that Trump is coming to, and the showdown he brings upon the rest of the government to defend himself.
I'm interested in Paul Manafort flipping. Do you touch on any of that?
We talk about the Manafort situation, why it's important and such. We don't go into great detail because, I mean, a lot is still not known. I mean, certainly on him flipping in the end. the way the White House viewed it, of course, is known, and we do talk about that. And it's the pressure of when he flips it, when Michael Cohen is found guilty and basically sort of states that the president was involved in some of the things that we sort of knew about but we're not quite sure about. It's this steady drip, drip, drip of people falling. The Mueller investigation along the way, they've been very clever to sort of bring indictments along the way to prove themselves along the way, so to prove that it's not a witch hunt along the way, despite what the president or Giuliani will say. And it's hard to remember each of these important, you know, turning points. And that's what we try to do, is we try to lay it out so that you can remember it and see it all in one place. And all of a sudden, in some ways, it makes more sense because you're seeing it all connected together.
Will the president interview with Robert Mueller?
You know, probably not. But I mean, certainly his lawyers would from the very beginning to now are would fight against it. But this is President Trump, and one of the reasons John Dowd, you know, his very important lawyer for 1 year, resigned, according to the Woodward book, is because the president wouldn't listen to him, and the president had decided he wanted to do an interview. So in the last minute, will a tweet come out where the president states that he wants to do it no matter what? That is a possibility. This president turns on a dime, and he works on somewhat, to some extent, an emotion, and he doesn't listen to his advisors. He doesn't listen to his lawyers. So it's anyone's best guess on whether, in fact, that might happen. It certainly doesn't look likely, but then again, who knows?
Is this investigation, is the Robert Mueller investigation at risk of ending prematurely?
You know, it comes back to the tick, tick, tick of the coming election in November. I think that will have a lot to do with whether, in fact, what happens with the Mueller investigation. I would find it impossible for the Mueller investigation to go away. And plus the fact, I mean, it's also part of it has already been passed off with the Michael Cohen case up in New York. So that, in fact, in some ways is even some people say more dangerous to the president than the Mueller investigation itself. So none of this is going to go away. Whether Rosenstein, Sessions are fired at some point, I mean, that's probable, I guess, after, but probably not until after the election. But the bottom line is Mueller folk have been very, very smart and very quiet about what they've been doing, and they must have an amazing collection of evidence at this point, and that evidence will come out at some point in some way, one has to believe, because it always does. And I think the president understands, and his advisors keep explaining to him that it would be a very dangerous thing indeed to try to fire Mueller. But then again, this thing has not played out yet completely, and I think one of the most essential things is what happens with the midterms. If the Democrats do take power in the House and in the Senate, perhaps, it's a whole new ball game. And that'll be the next film, I guess, that our team is involved with.
The president likes to tweet, witch hunt, exclamation points, or no collusion. From your reporting, is that true, or will there be a different conclusion in your mind?
Well, I mean, when I look at it, the collusion aspect of it, I mean, the June meeting in 2016 with Don Jr. and Manafort and the president's son-in-law meeting with the Russians, just that story certainly seems to show some type of a collusion within the campaign. I know that the investigation certainly is looking into that deeply. But that's one sign of what a lot of people would call as collusion. When you are told in an email that the Russian government wants to help the campaign against Hillary, and we have dirt to share with you, and the president's son writing back, if it is as you say, I love it, that's troublesome. So, I mean, whether it's collusion, certainly there will be no indictments from Mueller. But I think this is a very serious investigation. And they are wouldn't be continuing on as long as they are continuing. And looking back at the successes they've already had and the detail they have about bringing indictments against the Russian hackers and all the information that they have on what took place, one has to believe that there is probably fire where all this smoke is coming from.
Frontline's Trump's Showdown airs at 9 o'clock here on WGVU-TV. Jim Gilmore, great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. It's been great to talk to you.